Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
We know Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is about to start, but we're more excited about the footy being back. Every game matters on Foxtel. Search Foxtel for more information.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Dead Set Legends here on Brekkie, filling in for Roo and Ditz, of course, who are back next week, and my two co-hosts. It's been 2.5 weeks we've been doing Brekkie Boys, Andrew Jarman and Bernie Vince. We are nearly there. 3 days to go, and then we can... Well, we can. What are we going to do? Are we going to sleep in, or we're just going to get some R&R back?
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Adelaide. Good morning, Bern.
Good morning, John.
What are we going to do? We're going to talk to the Premier of South Australia, Mr. Stephen Marshall, joins us. Good morning, Premier.
It's great to be on your show, and thank you very much for having me. I'm calling from Rawnsley Park up in the Flinders Ranges. Wow. Absolutely superb up here. And the good news is, plenty of people from Adelaide getting out to regional South Australia. It's looking fantastic.
Geez, it'll be a chilly morning up there. But, Premier, so our borders remain closed to New South Wales and the ACT. How concerned are you with those new outbreaks in New South Wales?
Yeah, look, there's a super cluster at that pub on the Hume Highway, which is really worrying us at the moment. Only a few people with infections at the moment, but more than 1,000 people that have been put into isolation, and we're waiting for those results. We really don't know just how far this infection has spread from that event. So we've got to be cautious. We've got to put the people of South Australia first. There'd be lots of businesses that would have to close down if we had that lockdown again in South Australia. So we've got to be very, very careful, and that's why we made the decision yesterday. But we are really hoping that New South Wales get on top of this cluster and that we can open those borders, but we won't do it before it's safe to do so.
What about those idiots that are trying to get into South Australia from Victoria? Four people appeared in court yesterday, stowing away on a freight train from Melbourne. What's the message to these idiots?
Well, it just shows you that you're going to get caught. We've now got, I think, in excess of 260 police officers down on the border. We've got hundreds of ADF down there. Yep. We've got to take this really seriously. Mm. At the moment, the outbreaks in Victoria are really worrying. So we've got a hard border with Victoria. Victorians can't come in, even if they isolate. They just can't come in at the moment. There were 277 new infections in Victoria yesterday. And the worst news is that 111 of them, there's just no epilink. We don't even know where they came from. So it is a really dangerous situation there. Quite different from New South Wales. We're hoping that New South Wales can get on top of their situation there as quickly as possible. People can still come in from New South Wales and the ACT, but they must do that 2 weeks of mandatory isolation. Whereas the rest of the country, if you're in Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia or Tassie, there's no need to isolate coming into South Australia. So, look, some parts of the country are doing it really well. There's a question mark around New South Wales at the moment. Victoria, still very, very concerned.
Premier, testing numbers are down in South Australia, and I heard you interviewed and you spoke about you're worried about testing the wrong people. Can you explain that?
Yeah, no, look, testing is up about 9% this week on the previous week. We would still like it to go much higher, though. We just think anybody that has got any symptom whatsoever needs to go and get themselves tested. This is a really good defence. The earlier that you can find somebody that's infected, the sooner you can put a net around all the people that they've come into contact with, and that's how you get on top of this. We know what can happen. A very blunt reminder over in Victoria when this disease gets away and people don't get tested. This was one of the problems with the outbreak over there. People had it for too long. They came into contact with too many people before the authorities knew about it and put that net over. So that's why we've got to do that here in South Australia. But you know, we've got more than 50 of the rapid assessment and testing labs or clinics right across South Australia, right throughout regional South Australia as well. We've got the two drive-through units, and now we've just put three mobile testing units on the road. So testing is absolutely crucial. We've led the world with some of the innovations that Dr. Tom Dodd and the team at SA Pathology have done. But please, if anybody gets any symptoms, don't go to work, don't get on public transport, don't go out in the general public, go and get yourself tested.
Spot on, and congratulations to the team for leading the way. Are we letting more international arrivals into South Australia due to the second wave in Victoria, Premier?
Look, there's no plan at this stage, but we obviously need to play our part in what's called the National Repatriation of Australian Citizens. So these are Aussies that are overseas for one reason or another, haven't got back yet. The Prime Minister was encouraging them to get back. As of Saturday, anybody that comes back will have to pay for it now, whereas before the taxpayers were footing the bill. People have had plenty of time to come back. But still, you can't close your borders to your own citizens. So we've got really good systems in South Australia, though, very, very tight. We've had no problems whatsoever. And as of Saturday, people coming back will be paying it, not taxpayers footing the bill.
Premier, I've got family over in Melbourne. When can I expect, what's the key stat or indicator that you need to be able to see them come over the border again?
Look, I know this sounds really, really tough, but, you know, it's going to be some time. They really do have a very dangerous situation over there at the moment. And that's why we're doing everything we can to support our friends in Victoria at the moment. I've got more than 30 of our top level epidemiologists and nurses and paramedics over there. We're doing a lot of their contact tracing here in Adelaide remotely. Yep. So we're actually doing the work here over the phone for people that are in Victoria. And the ADF are actually daily flying in about 500 of their test results, and we're processing them at SA Pathology. So we're doing everything we can. But look, if I'm honest, I think that it's going to be some time before the borders will open with Victoria. It's a dangerous situation there.
Premier, we know you're a busy man, so thanks very much for the update, and enjoy the fresh air up there in the fingers.
It's great. And look, thank you very much to everybody in South Australia for doing the right thing by working together. We really have done extraordinarily well. We just can't be complacent now. So make sure that we're doing the right thing. And if we get any symptoms, go and get ourselves tested as quickly as possible. Thanks, guys.
Well said. Premier there. Brilliant.
Well said. Well doing done. A good job, isn't he, Jazz?
Absolutely outstanding.
Brew and Dips. Top three things you need to know.
Yeah, the big news yesterday, and we just heard from our Premier Stephen Marshall, of course, is that our borders will not reopen for New South Wales and the ACT. They're hoping that New South Wales will get on top of those outbreaks in Sydney and New South Wales, but I have to say it's not sounding brilliant at the moment.
No.
The state's transition committee will meet again on Friday to keep monitoring that. But of course, if they do want to come into our state, they can come over
and do the right 14,
and do 14 days isolation. But it was great to have the Premier on, wasn't
it, boys? He's up and about.
Certainly was. And I want to talk V8 supercars, boys.
Yes.
South Australia has offered to host the iconic Sandown 500. Now, this is rated second behind Bathurst, boys. This
Hang on. What about Clipsal? What about ours?
Well,
the street circuit here was rated number one.
I love that, but this is an Australian vote system that I've done a bit of research on.
The drivers love the Clipsal, don't they?
The drivers love it. Well, why wouldn't they? Adelaide's the best city.
Can I just point out that hasn't been called Clipsal for 4 years? So the Superloop Adelaide.
Superloop Adelaide. Apologise, Adelaide.
I call
Adelaide.
It Clipsal too, sorry.
Back at the Bend, because they did take that race off them, didn't they, early in the year?
Yes, they did. So it's due for September 19 and 20.
Yeah.
But with the lockdown, well, 6 week lockdown, did my maths again, Jazz. That's due to pop out August 19, which is getting pretty close to when they have to hold it. And as we just heard from the Premier, that's likely to extend a lot longer. So I reckon it's the Bend, you could almost put that
in
your diaries.
And crowds.
I reckon, how exciting is that? We're going to get two races in a season.
And we might as well get the AFL Grand Final as well.
Well, let's take that. Let's take the Boxing Day test. What else do we want?
We'll get the Boxing Day test.
What else have we got? Races? Australian Open.
Races.
Melbourne Cup. We'll take the Melbourne Cup.
Spring
Carnival. We'll put that at Morpheville.
Melbourne Cup at Morpheville. You know what? Let's just purge.
I'll tell you who'll be happy with this. Eddie Maguire.
Bad luck, Ed. Now, mate, some disturbing news down at the western suburbs of South Australia. Fox sightings are on the increase in Adelaide's west. Lock up your pets and keep your chickens secure. I'm serious. There's been sightings of foxes lurking around North Haven. There was one on a couple's front yard the other week. It's a concern because these foxes are becoming very daring because they're looking for food, aren't they, Byrne? Now, you know a lot about it because you're a country boy and you would have deleted a few of them.
Deleted. Well, they are. They're pests over on the farm. They get hungry jars like all of us and they go searching.
But you said to me they're scaredy cats.
They are. A dog would scare them off. Your Labrador would handle a fox.
No, I don't want a fox.
They're tiny.
They're attacking other animals in the area.
Well, I'd like to see a fox. I've seen dogs attack foxes, and it's not good for the fox.
isn't it
that way? No, no, it's not.
So
good
my
for
little
the fox.
Maltese Shih Tzu Lily, who's 12 yes. years old, she could take on a fox, and she got no teeth.
Oh, the foxes would be scared of the noise. They wouldn't come in. They'd go to the next door, next house. They're like a burglar.
Yeah.
If they hear a noise, they just go somewhere quieter.
And they wouldn't be just in the western suburbs. They're right through they're suburbia, aren't they,
are.
Really?
These days they are. Yeah.
One at Royal Adelaide Golf
Course. Yeah, one at Kionga.
Wherever I play there, I see that all the time. Yeah. It comes right up. I reckon people feed it because it came right up.
You can't feed a fox,
don't get
can you,
closer.
Burn?
I wouldn't.
No. But anyway, what they're saying, and this is a message from the Charles Sturt Council, is just make sure you look after your pets. Bring him inside, and because they will. They'll have a crack, won't they?
Yeah. I wouldn't be worried about your dogs. It's more about they go after
chickens and
yeah. probably rabbit cats. If they can get in the cage.
And
they can have the cats.
And there was police that were on standby, guarding. Police under guard. Two sheep under police guard in a driveway at Henley Beach. We had two police officers guarding two little sheepies in a driveway.
Has anyone claimed them yet?
No. No one knows where they've come from.
Tell the policemen that they don't need to guard sheep, please.
Get the RSPCA to do that. That's their job there. But, yeah, anyway. So we've got wild animals just going, running amok in the suburbs of Adelaide.
All the farmers have just pulled over and spewed up. Police guarding a sheep.
Got Dead Set Legends this morning with Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. I just want to say before you start the segment, there's a couple of rules in place here, okay?
What are you scared of?
I'm scared of you. You know, the person I'm scared of most when it comes to this topic is not Greg Blewett, because I know Greg's sensible.
Yeah.
It's Bernie Vince.
Why? Because I love this.
No, because he's loose. That's how we roll.
We'll be right.
So here's the rules. At any stage I call here, any stage you go over the line, I'm dumping this segment, okay?
No.
All right?
Why are you looking at me? Right.
I want to talk about scrotox.
What's that?
Now, this is men's health, right? Very important for men. Mm-hmm. And now, this story came across my desk the other day, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. And I'm actually thinking about booking you in, Greg Blewett.
Me?
Yeah, booking you in to get the scrotox done.
Right.
What is it?
Yeah. Men are paying $1,000 of Botox to be injected into their scrotum to impress the ladies. There's a spike in the number of Aussie men dropping their hard-earned cash on cosmetic surgery to bits of, you know, part of the scrotum to
make it bigger.
The
ladies. How many parts are there?
Exactly right.
It doesn't
the
make
scrotum
it bigger,
doesn't. It
doesn't make it bigger,
it
though, does.
That's what it says. The benefits are it makes your wrinkles on your scrotum less noticeable.
Well, that'll make it smaller.
Love making is more pleasurable, and your testicles hang more loosely and lower.
No, but hang on.
And that's what it's good for men. See, I don't wear undies because I need to let my boys just play around.
Swing.
Yeah. Mm. Because it's not good when you want to produce and
but
have
hang
babies.
On. So from my understanding,
yes,
Botox is that relaxes muscles.
And yes. It costs $1,000 to get it injected into your plums.
Yeah, isn't a scrotum, isn't that designed to keep it, it's like a temperature regulator,
that's
your scrotum.
Right,
so when it's cold, they squeeze up a bit just to warm them up a bit, keep them ideal.
But
if you relax them.
A lot of men now getting it done because they want to be more noticeable.
But they're not going
to
work properly then.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the temperature's not going to be right. That's what they're designed
for. What are you, a doctor?
Well, no, I just know my parts, what they do.
But what I'm saying is men going in droves, paying $1,000 now. Every 9 months, they have to get them re-injected with Botox.
For $1,000.
A lot of ladies get Botox done, and that's fine. But we're seeing an increase in males.
I don't think a big.
Should we book you in, Jake Blewett?
What's this got to do with me? Why do you want that? Why not Bernie? Why not yourself? I mean, I'd rather see Bernie's plums than your plums.
I don't need the old scrotox.
So what's the? I don't get what the big plums are good, are they?
I think it's more
the wrinkles burn.
It's
you know,
more the wrinkles, yeah.
So what they look
it's
like?
It's the look.
Like when
it's
you got out look. Of the bath the other day, yeah. That's an ugly.
But they weren't. They weren't.
2 hours in the bath.
They
and
weren't.
What? It was just.
They were fine.
Right, smooth as a.
Absolutely.
Right. So nice.
What's next? Where are we going next? What
if
are you warning us up for, Greg?
No, you know, if they're bigger, it makes other things look smaller, Jazz.
That's right.
It.
Yes!
St Kilda have shunned the chance to stay in South Australia next week as they prepare to play two games at Adelaide Oval. So they'll play the Crows and then they'll play the Power in the space of 5 days, but they're going to return to Noosa. They could have stayed here in South Australia, of course.
Why don't they just stay? I don't get that.
Yeah,
all those heading, logistics, flying but, back and forth.
Yeah, based in Noosa, but that's what they've decided. It's an internal decision, so that's up to them, St Kilda. And, of course, Port Adelaide will do the same. They'll head to Queensland on Sunday to play Carlton. Pretty long day for Port Adelaide, but it didn't stop them on the weekend. So
very good. Very good. And Sloaney's out with that thumb, as we know. So who replaces him, Jars? Does Bryce Gibbs has put his hand up?
Absolutely, yep.
I'm thinking, if not now, when for Bryce Gibbs? So I think that's a perfect replacement. Sloaney's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And that gives Bryce Gibbs not just 1 week, gives him a while to get his form right. Because I think I feel a bit sorry for Bryce Gibbs. I feel like he probably should have been in the side a couple of weeks ago, but gets
an
opportunity.
Well, there seems to be no trust with the coaching staff with Bryce Gibbs at the moment.
Doesn't seem to be, no. But I feel like with Sloaney being out for a minimum 4 weeks, right. I feel like he's ready to go now. Let's get him in. Crows will also have Taylor Walker, Rory Atkins and Shane McAdam available for the game at Adelaide Oval against St Kilda. So expecting about 21,000 there on Monday night, Jazz.
Adelaide United star James Troisi won't play in the A-League restart against Brisbane Roar on Sunday due to a knee injury and may miss the rest of the season, which is a bit of a blow. They've only got 5 games to go, plus if they can get some finals. And talks to bring Supercars race back to the bench apps is a possibility.
That's woohoo! A given.
The Vic's round at Sandown in September is in doubt because of their virus outbreak. So keep your fingers crossed on that one, chaps.
Yep.
That's the scoreboard. Had a bit of a debate with a mate the other day regarding face masks in the public. He's saying that it should be mandatory. He's saying that it's time that all Australians wore a face mask while they're out in public.
Yep. All Australians. All so Australians. Even here
it's
in
mandatory.
Adelaide.
Yep. To get rid of this virus once and for all.
Certainly should be in Victoria and New South Wales.
Everyone. Is that what you're saying? Everyone, Byrne?
Should be certain over there.
If you're
should
out
be compulsory.
In public and amongst the community, you wear a mask. 16th day of zero cases in South Australia, right? Should we only wear them on trains, buses and shops in South Australia?
Does it stop it, though? I've heard it's only if you've got it, you don't pass it on, or, you know, you can still get it with a face mask.
Well, they reckon that the mask lasts for about 4 hours and that's it. Then it's
what, and they're done?
Then they're done.
What about those? There's sort of like this. So I've been studying masks a little bit with people walking around. There's like high tech ones, almost like Darth Vader, people walking around.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's those cheap sort of looking ones that don't really.
Well, we see the last 48 hours, we saw Donald Trump finally wear a mask, didn't he?
Yeah, so he's been stubborn about that.
So the question I ask you is, are we going to go down that path in the future? Is this where it's all going to head? When you're out in public, you must wear a mask?
I think the places where it's rife, like what Bernie's saying at the moment, I mean, Melbourne is battling big time. Yeah. 270 new cases yesterday. I think, mate, you know, we're free of it here at the moment in Adelaide. I mean, what did you say, 13 days? And the other ones were returned travellers from interstate. I think for the next couple of weeks is our danger period here in Adelaide with like some those bozos yesterday from Victoria coming over on the train. There was a guy last week that was found that he came in from Victoria and didn't self-quarantine. So there's Victorians and people from interstate that slip through the cracks. So I would think where you can't social distance, like on public transport, for the next 2 or 3 weeks,
you want them to see where
masks. But apart from that, no.
Yeah, okay.
So Australia-wide, you're talking, you should be mandatory.
Well, that was the debate
now.
I had with your mate. That's what he's saying to me. He said, mate, you've got to get rid of this virus once and for all. And to be on the safe side, it should be mandatory. Scott Morrison should come out and say, no, everyone's got to wear a mask if you're going out in the public. So then, and then me being cheeky, well, what does that mean for people that play sport on the weekend? You know, what does that mean for, you're not going to see AFL players running around on a
Victoria
footy
and New South Wales, they should have them on.
Doesn't matter.
They should, everywhere anyone's
workplace
outside, put them on because they're in big trouble. But I'm not sure if we need them here.
Yeah. And I just thought I'd ask the question. 133353 family, get on board. Is it time that all Australians wore a mask in public? Yes or no?
Yeah, and in South Australia as well, is there a specific time that you should be wearing a mask?
Kids
as Jar
schools?
Said, so you reckon schools maybe, public transport?
Yep. Shops, the whole lot. Where there's a herd of communities,
beaches,
mate, where down the beach,
beaches,
absolutely.
133353. And if you're wearing a mask at the moment, tell us why you're still wearing a mask, or why you're so passionate about it, or maybe you think it's actually an abuse of freedom of rights by forcing people to wear masks. 133353. Dead Set Legends, Randra Jarman, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince on Triple M.
Good on you, Sean. Had a bit of a debate with a mate. Is it time all Australians wore a mask in public? All right. And we had a bit of a chat about it here amongst South Australia. The phones are busy. Let's go to Braddy from Felixstowe. G'day, Brad. Welcome.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Very good, mate. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I was at Coles in Appleston on Saturday and some bloke coughed into his bare hand and started handling product.
My wife
actually had to hold me back a bit. So, yeah, I think it should be compulsory just based on that.
Yeah, and that more so in like shops, on a bus, on the trains, on the trams?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Where everyone else is going to be handling trolleys and all that kind of stuff where we share stuff with the public. So, yeah.
Good on you, Brad. Have a good morning, mate. Thank you for that. Denise from Ashbourne. G'day, Denise.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good.
Good, Denise.
I was recently speaking with one of the, with the doctor in regards to these masks and saying, should we be wearing them? And they said, you know, like in a crowded place, yes, but, you know, like they only last up to half an hour. Once they're moist, if you cough into them, then they're no good after that because once they're moist, They're not protective, but if you've got the any kind of infection, you should be wearing the mask because it's about catching their germs. Yeah. But anyone who doesn't have it, it's kind of pointless because if someone coughs at you and you get it into your face, you can get it in through your eyes and up your nose or anything else, and you've got it. So it's really about the person who has it that has to wear the mask. Mm.
So as soon as you cough or sneeze, you should change your mask?
Pretty much, yes.
Wow.
If you cough or sneeze and then it's moist, once it's moist, it's useless. And they said they can only last up to half an hour to an hour top.
Thanks for that, Denise. Good feedback. It's like having doggy bags in your pocket, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
It's a bit like that now with the face mask. Thank you, that. Jeremy from Happy Valley. G'day, Jez.
Hey, fellas. How you going?
What's your take on it, mate?
Look, I think in public you probably should wear masks just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
But we should all get ones like the Formula One boys are wearing. They all look like ninjas with baseball caps on.
Yeah, that's the one I'm
slick,
talking
aren't
about.
They?
Yeah, the big ones.
Have you been wearing a mask, Jez?
No, I haven't needed to.
Yeah, okay. No, good boy. Hey, thanks for the call, mate.
What kind of mask would you wear? You wear a state colours mask or?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
I've got a text here, Shawnee. This is about masks, and this might be a doctor, I think, Loney from Malala.
Yeah.
If the smell of a fart gets through denim jeans, how helpful are masks? Good one, Loney. That's a cracker. I like that.
Have you missed the Stephen Marshall interview? Have you missed the Stephen Marshall interview before? That's going to be replayed a little while, in probably about half an hour from now, and you can always get it on the podcast, the Triple M Catch-Up, on the Triple M app.
Bern, you got a...
Couple of texts coming through. A lot of fox sightings, boys. They're everywhere. Ooh. There's Grange Golf Club has several. We've got a text here. There's plenty of Kyron from Davern Park. Foxes all over the place out there. But this one sort of caught my eye. This is about the scrotox when we're talking about that, Jars. And you saying you just let them hang and swing or whatever. You don't wear jocks.
Yep.
So
we should point out that scrotox is Botox for your scrotum.
Men are paying $1,000 to get Botox on their plane.
That's just minor detail, but this is the main bit.
Well, what's happened? What's the same?
Yeah, Jars doesn't wear undies and then doesn't have ends in his pockets of his trousers either.
Oh, so just easy access
for you, Jars. I knew you had deep pockets, but I didn't know you had no pockets.
Don't go there. you don't go there. I take offence to that.
Little drive-by.
Yeah, and don't you start.
Don't take offence, Jars. Take the gate.
Hello. That's a farm gang.
Bang. I'm in a bit of a dilemma
at the moment,
boys. Well, it hasn't happened yet. It has in the past, I guess. But it's Abby's 30th on Saturday, okay?
Nice. Happy birthday, Abby.
Yeah, happy birthday to Ab, for starters.
Yep,
but
early one.
So I've been asking for a couple of weeks now, what do you want or what do you want to do? And then nothing. And then when it gets to within a week, what do you actually want? Because I need to start to get it organised.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to give away that I hadn't got anything yet, but she just says nothing again. So when did she say that?
Yesterday or?
Monday. And this is a trap. I know this is a trap because she's got a proven track record. Because she has said nothing before.
Yes.
And I've literally got nothing. But what I did one week, because I was sponsored by Puma when I was playing footy. Yeah, so I went out to the factory and I was, it just happened to be that week. And while I was there, I was getting a lot of stuff for myself. Got while I was there, I thought, well, Abby wanted nothing. She surely should get a pair of trackies and a hoodie and Puma, you know, Puma stuff.
Bit of action wear. Yep.
Grabbed
active wear.
Action wear.
What did you say? Active wear, I said.
You said action wear.
I said active wear.
You said action.
I've never seen a kid
well,
like that.
Well, I'll have to
that.
Go back. Yeah. Well, anyway, keep going. Like
anyway, I got that one day and oh my God.
What's happened?
It was World War III, boys, at home. I got her some Puma stuff that I thought was very fashionable and that what she'd wear. She deliberately didn't wear them ever.
Good
threw
on
them
you.
Out. And I think there was even a little pink backpack. It was probably more for a 6 or 7 year old.
Or for you. That's selfish. That is a selfish attitude.
But she wanted nothing, so she got more than what she asked for. So I'm thinking that's a... I'm falling into another trap. I'm above and beyond. So I learnt from that and I've got everything since then, which
well,
has been about three birthdays. Well, I haven't got anything yet, but I know this is one of those sucker traps. You know?
There's
a bit of bait. It's like trying to catch a
marlin. So you're like the marlin, aren't you? You're a marlin fish.
She's got the lure going, and I'm just thinking about, I'm hungry, but I don't want to bite it. I don't want to bite
you're
it.
Nibbling.
I'm hungry.
You're a nibbler. You're a nibbler.
And geez, I'm hungry. I want to bite it.
So do something romantic for her. Go out for dinner and spoil her, boy.
Yeah, but we've
got
Harvey.
It's not all about you and your Puma gear.
We've got Harvey. You know, that was just an example.
Can't you get a nice little babysitter to look after halves?
Well, we could. Yeah, we could. But
mate,
you is that what I do? Is it more about
it's
is it
you.
What you get them or is it time? Because time is probably more valuable or is it...
No, honestly.
Well, time together. We live busy lives, Jazz.
No, you do not.
We do. We're flat out.
I reckon you stick to your guns, Bern. Like, if she
that?
Says
nothing.
She doesn't want anything, you don't get her anything.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'll probably never see you again.
133353. Mickey from Woodcroft. G'day, Mick.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Can you help him out, please?
Yes. I've got a good idea for Bernie. The lovely wife and go to spa about to
come
pamper
herself. Nice. And that's easy to get too because you get the voucher. It's nothing specific.
She can look after the boy and she can go pamper herself.
Oh, beautiful. Good idea.
Well, there you go.
And go to spa.
Well done,
nice.
Mick.
That's a good idea. A voucher's always good because then you can't stuff it up. You say, well, I didn't only got your voucher. I didn't get you something you didn't like.
Spoiler, my boy. Get some lovely flowers and go over
they
the
just
top
die
for
jars. Flowers are the most overrated thing I've ever heard in my life. 133353, help me out.
Really disappointed with the both of you regarding birthday gifts for
Give
your lovely wives who have looked after you. So now you've jumped on the back of his bandwagon. He's
totally
given poor
agrees.
Old Ab some old Puma gear, which he
not
doesn't give
old,
a stuff
it was
about.
Brand new.
And you're doing the same with your products.
I totally agree with Bernie. So Catherine's pretty much the same. She says, no, I don't want anything. And then, but she starts backing them up. So she wants something brilliant in about
every
so she
four
misses
years.
Out on the birthday, Christmas, you know.
Mother's
so
Day.
She expects something. She'll go, bang, right, this is the year. I want, and you know,
they're
it's got to be really good.
They are terrible gifts.
Maybe flowers, but I agree, Bernie. If she,
here we go.
If Ab says she doesn't want anything, well, she doesn't get anything.
She goes into detail as well, Jazz. Not just I don't want anything. I don't want anything, but we'll think of something nice to get, and then went. But that's not within the next few days before her birthday. That's later. I feel
you shouldn't have to ask your partner what they want.
Yeah,
you should be able to have the ability to go and get it for them.
Well,
okay.
Well, then
I always spoil Marion.
Then they get something
Maz
they don't want.
After.
What is? What was the last thing you got, Maz?
Well, I slipped up one year.
What did you get?
Charm and magic?
No. I got her one of those electric can openers.
And I wrapped it up. Puma backpack.
And I wrapped it up and I gave it to her with a lovely card and the expression on her face. Wow. She was shattered.
I got the Exa treadmill one year. That didn't go down very well.
No.
A treadmill.
Or was that a little? Was that a little hint? Was that a little hint?
1, 2, 3, 5, 3, what?
I went one worse than that. I got a set of scales for my ex-wife.
Oh,
well, she's probably my ex-wife.
No, yes. Serious?
That's disrespectful.
Well, were you thinking she was getting a bit big though?
No, no. I wanted them for myself, but so I gave 1, 3, 5, 3. Can you top that, or can you bottom that? What's a worse present than you've given your partner? 1, 3, 5, 3. Best caller that comes through. Tickets to the Adelaide Crows St Kilda game. Wow. Monday
hot
night.
Tickets.
Yeah. Adelaide Crows St Kilda, Adelaide Oval, Monday night. I don't think you can actually buy tickets. These are going to be balloted out. Mm. Yeah. So, 1, 3, 5, 3 if you want to win them here at Triple M.
Burn. Beautiful. You better change tactics, mate. No. Abs deserve
I've only got a few days
strong,
left.
Burn. Stay strong.
Too late now. It's hitting too late.
We're talking about Bernie Vince, his lovely wife's birthday. Abby's on Saturday. She turns 30. He's got no idea what she wants to get him, Gregory.
Well, because she said nothing.
Well, hang on.
Yeah, so that's what she wants.
No, you've got to get her something because she's a special part of your life and she's the mum of your beautiful son.
Yes.
And don't give her bloody puma sporting gear. That's
no, I tried that. That was a bonus because she wanted nothing, so she got more.
And you go and buy your exit a treadmill.
Well, that didn't
and I
go
bet
down
you didn't pay
well.
For that. I bet you got that donated. No,
yeah, it was an old one from the Sacker.
Scotty from Ovingham. G'day, Scotty boy. Scotty.
Yeah, me.
You're on, mate. What have you got? What's some advice for Burn?
It was my man who got my mum on Mother's Day in Orange.
Oh, no.
That's a guy.
She
literally threw it at him.
Did she? She take it out of the box and throw it at him?
She did. She had to throw it at him.
Oh. And then your dad took her on a cruise next year. Leonie from Seton, hello.
Hi there.
What have you done?
Well, my ex, and this is a good reason why he should be my ex,
uh-oh,
for one birthday, gave me a rubbish bin and some tea towels. And then it gets better.
No.
Oh, no.
He got to buy me some clothes. So he bought me a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. Size 16. Size 12.
Oh. Oh, that's, you're better off getting them too small.
Don't know what's worse.
You're not wrong there.
Tea towels.
If you're going to guess, go unders.
Thanks, Leonie. Andrew from Blackwood, under.
Andy.
How you going, boy? Yeah. How are you, boys?
Very good. What have you done?
My ex-wife, it was her birthday coming up, and, of course, I bought her a lovely present and bought her a birthday card.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was a special birthday card, it was her 40th, I bought her a 40th birthday card.
Smart.
The only problem was she was turning 39.
Oh. Come on. Is that why she's your ex now? A lot of exes.
I think so.
At least you didn't get a 50th.
Well done, Andy. Tanya from Summerton. G'day, Tanya.
Oh, hey, Jars. How are you going?
Good. What's happened to you?
Oh, well, my husband's given me lots of great gifts over the years. I've had fishing rods and drills and all sorts of stuff. But I think the one that probably topped it off was the toilet seat.
Oh, what do you mean?
We had a crack in it, so he thought it would be a timely sort of present for me.
I'll tell you what, if he was sitting on it, there'd be two cracks in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I have a prize for Tanya, please?
Tanya, Faster Pasta voucher for you. $50 Faster Pasta voucher. They are back serving dining customers for lunch and dinner. You can book now.
Thank you so much.
The old boy gave her a dunny seat.
I've got a good text here, too.
Well, hang on. Let's go through.
Oh, sorry.
Vanessa from the Barossa Valley. Hello, Vanessa. Good morning.
Hi. How are you going?
Good Vanessa. What's happened?
So my husband's birthday is actually the day after mine.
Yes.
And he decided he wanted a surround sound system for his birthday, so he got me one.
Oh, two in one.
You just went halves.
What do you think when you first got it? What do you thought? Oh, what's he done?
Oh, I knew it was for him.
Yeah. Well done, Vanessa. Have a lovely day.
Hey, Vanessa.
Thanks.
Hang on, Vanessa.
You or your boyfriend Crow supporters?
Yes, we are.
Well, tell you what, you can give him a present this time. Adelaide Crows and St Kilda double pass for this Monday night Adelaide Oval.
You want to go to the footy?
Oh, that is awesome. Yes,
good work, Vanessa.
Well done. All yours. Enjoy.
Thank you much.
Now, what's your text message, Knucklehead?
Text here. This is Bailey from the Clare Valley.
Right, yeah. Bailey.
Dad wrapped up, I won't say what it is yet,
right,
something, so it looked like he bought his mum a Thermomix, packaged it up, and even had the brand of it on the outside. Yeah. When she unwrapped it, guess what it was?
What was it?
An air compressor.
Yeah.
She was shattered.
The poor mum. Oh,
come on.
I've got some intel. I just want to quickly share. I found out that there's another radio show. It's in the Hills Radio in Mount Barker. A lad called Johnny, who works here at Triple M.
Little Johnny.
We love Johnny.
Yeah.
Little Johnny, the Italian stallion.
Yes.
Well, he's plagiarised the F5, our quiz.
No.
And I am absolutely ropeable.
he
have a listen
with
to
us.
This, Burn. Have a listen to this.
Oh. With Johnny, Anthony, and Riley. There's a lot happening. It's a moving beast. Right, let's quickly get into it. We got the five questions. We got your buzzers. Your names are your buzzers, Anthony and Riley. First one is, which tennis player got tested overnight with coronavirus?
Anthony.
Novak Djokovic.
Well done, mate. When will Australia and New Zealand find out their fate of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup hosting rights? When will they find out, boys?
Mid-July.
Oh, mate, no.
Minus one. You're back in one.
Which state has run out of toilet paper?
Victoria.
Well done, mate.
Oh, let's go.
That was a lot of fun. Well done.
Who won?
Riley was even. I told you, that was a tiebreaker.
Ever listen to that?
Oh, so he's got the minus one.
Moving
he's got the tiebreaker.
Moving beast. That's ours.
Anything that he's brought himself to that?
Nah. Don't you hate people ripping off other people's material? Now,
really
I've been
flat.
Doing my research.
Uh-oh.
Where is this, where's your little Furious Five come from, Murph?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, yes, get it right.
Yes.
Get it. Keep the pace up. Don't start asking ridiculous questions of people that we don't care about the answers to.
But that's not. But that's a quiz.
That's you.
Ours is completely different to their quizzes. Everyone can do a quiz. I've got no problems with that. But they don't call it the Furious Five.
No,
they don't have five questions. They don't have competitors going against each other. Theirs goes for 20 minutes. So don't try and nail me, knackerbags. Honestly, 133-53. Let's go, Shawnee. Right. We'll address Johnny after the show.
Absolutely.
I've called our boss, Mr. Jimmy Pedersen.
Very similar.
Not on, Burn.
The Rub quiz, very similar. Furious Five. Yeah, I'm thinking of it.
I reckon we need to get Greg Griffin involved as well. Super lawyer in Adelaide. Furious Five next to Triple M.
Triple M. The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Thank you to everyone that rang through and didn't get through. Keep trying, because one day you'll get on this top rating global quiz show. Paul for Nalunga Downs joins us. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, legends. How are we?
Good, my friend. And Nathan from Murray Bridge. G'day, Nath.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, they're up and about, boys. They're up and about. Why don't you get excited about the quiz? You just totally switch.
Mate, I am just jumping out of my skin.
Well, get
for this
excited,
quiz.
Greg. I was going to quit, Greg. All right, boys, you ready to go now? Burn and Greg, you got the questions.
Yes.
There's five. Call your name out first. If little Johnny's listening, this is how you set it up, Johnny. If you get the answer correct, that's a point. All right. And if the opposition get it wrong, you can get the opportunity to answer that question to get the other point.
Right.
Lifelines, the three of us are available for lifelines. I don't have the answers. We don't have the answers. Sean Craig Murphy, Icon, you have it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go, Byrne. You ready? Question number one.
I'm good. This is a trick question. Mm. Which territory's easing of restrictions to enter South Australia has been delayed? Which territories?
Nathan.
Yes, Nath.
New South Wales,
right? Oh. No. Territory.
Paul. What have you done?
He said what?
We had to. No, no, I thought he dropped the F-bomb.
He did.
Wait, he dropped.
He didn't swear.
Did he drop the
swear.
Bomb?
He said did what?
He said what?
He didn't say duck.
No, okay. And we are no longer in delay. That's it. Thank you very much, everyone.
There were a few ducks. There were ducks. There were ducks everywhere.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend
and the footy.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.